If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number three. Like a wide open money ball from the corner. Nothing but net in hour three, except we're talking baseball. Story of baseball here out of New York for the second consecutive day. A Yankee broadcaster with a bold decree, a warning to the fan base. Are Yankee fans in danger of chasing Juan Soto out of the Bronx because of their booing of Aaron Judge? Also, what are the chances that Juan Soto gets a bigger deal than Shohei Ohtani? Ken Rosenthal said that's going to happen. He's betting on it. And Johnny Cueto, remember him? He's back. Starting pitcher has agreed to a deal with the Texas Rangers. Your thoughts on that? We'll get to all those stories and more right now. Here it is, hour number three. A pinstripe scolding. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere in combination as we walk like an Egyptian. Glaringly powerful microphones of FSR as we are in the air coast to coast, border to border and beyond. Very powerful, emanating live from the footprint. As we currently increase our carbon footprint, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We will. Absolutely. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. And Robbie the Mariner fan's impressed by that. He thinks that's kind of cool. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Our lead this hour coming from baseball. Change it up a little bit, done a lot of basketball chatter. Get to the baseball. And as you likely know, if you listen to this show on a semi-regular basis, the mantra of the show is we go where the sporting news of the day takes us, spanning the globe to bring you a constant variety of marginal hot takes. A thought-provoking story that was sent in by a listener who lives in upstate New York, but is a Yankee fan. This comes out of the Bronx. And if you did not hear, possibly not, New York Yankee broadcaster Michael Kay has warned the patrons who go to Yankee Stadium that booing Aaron Judge, giving him the business, could, that's a weasel term, could hurt the team's chances of re-signing Juan Soto, who's a free agent at the end of the season. Michael Kay said, quote, "You're trying to seduce Juan Soto to stay," he barked. "And then Juan Soto sees his own fan base turning on the Yankees captain who broke the AL home run record 2 years ago." And the quote continues, "And you're booing him to what end?" All right, close quote. So let us discuss the question, are Yankee fans in danger? So dramatic from Michael Kay. Of chasing away Juan Soto. Chasing him away. All right, so I've got Ronald McDonald, Scope, and Eggs. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make overpriced tickets, which you can buy at Yankee Stadium. My cousin lives in Connecticut, and she goes to Yankee games a couple times a year because she's not a baseball fan, but she gets free tickets behind home plate, and she never actually sits in the seat. She just, there's an all-you-can-eat buffet underneath home, like behind home plate, and she just sits in there with her family and just eats the whole game. They have like seafood bar, they have the steak bar, they have like different kind of themes, and just eat. That's it. I mean, she goes to games and never there. You watch a Yankee game, there's so many empty seats. Anyway, first of all, to answer the question, are Yankee fans in danger of chasing away Juan Soto, chasing him away from the New York? So I'm going to shake my head no on this. I actually chuckled when I was sent this story from the listener because I get Michael Kay works for the team, and when you work for the team, you're a shill for the team. That's how it works, right? You're on the payroll. You're part of the fraternity. You can't trash the fraternity. We get it. We all are grown-ups. We all get it. But even by those standards, this is a weak sauce statement. Like, what are we doing here? Seriously, what are we doing? You're going to tell me that you have to admonish the fan for giving Aaron Judge the business, for giving him a hard time, when that is part of the culture of Yankee Stadium. It's always been like that. They booed Babe Ruth back in the day. And Aaron Judge, unless I've missed something, has played like shiznit, and his performance, it's performance-based booze. It's performance-based booing, and that is perfectly fine. No one has a problem with performance-based booing. You pay for a ticket, and you can give your vocal cords a workout. It's your right. Incidentally, Michael Kay is also insinuating that Juan Soto is a Ronald McDonald player. Now, what is a Ronald McDonald player? What does that mean? Soft serve. He's a soft serve cone. That's the implication. Am I wrong on that? Maybe I am. I don't think I am. I think that's right. That's what Michael Kay is implying here, that Juan Soto is such a Mr. Softy that they're booing Aaron Judge. I can't take the $500 million the Yankees are going to pay me. Boo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, right. This guy's a carpetbagger, and the carpetbagger always goes for the money. That's the carpetbagger, and you should be like that if you're a professional athlete. I'm not ripping him for it. I would be the same way if I was playing, but it's not like he's not going to do that. If the Yankees offer more money, he's going to sign for the Yankees. If the San Francisco Giants offer more money, he will say how much he loves the Bay Area. It's just the way that it works. In fact, Juan Soto is such a carpetbagger, if baseball put an expansion team in Pyongyang or Kabul, he'd be like, you know, Afghanistan, not that hot in the summer. Not that bad. I could figure it out. You know, they've got those rain-generated clouds now. Yeah, every once in a while they flood Dubai, but who cares? You know, what the hell? All right, now secondly, speaking of that and the money part of this, MLB insider Ken Rosenthal, I've heard of him. He's a very short man and wears bow ties. So Ken Rosenthal predicts that Juan Soto's next contract is going to outweigh Shohei Ohtani. Say what? Must be the full moon. Got to be the full moon. Must be the full moon, right? Got to be. He said it. That's what he said. So saying that Soto will do better than Ohtani, now he used weasel terminology. He said in present day value. in present-day value said. So what are the chances that Juan Soto, pending free agent, end of the season, what are the chances that Juan Soto gets a bigger deal than Shohei Ohtani? So I give Soto, I give him a 20% chance. That's it, a 20% chance, which is a 200 batting average right at the Mendoza line. Yeah, he's 26 and he's young and all that, and that's great. The problem, and I don't see a solution to this, and maybe you have one, you can call us up and tell us, but the problem for Juan Soto is the scope. And Shohei Ohtani, as I've learned, as the Dodgers have they've absolutely pandered to the Japanese fan base and media. They don't really care that much about the American media. They'll ban you from going to the games. But Shohei Ohtani has a global appeal. He's a worldwide player. When I say worldwide, in Japan. In Japan, which is what matters here. And the Dodgers, knowing that's where the money is, so they've pandered and it's working out. And they're making a lot of money. They'll make double or triple the money on the Ohtani contract by the time it's done, based on today's money versus money later on. But Japan is the fourth richest country in the world, on the planet. There's only three countries richer than Japan. And Juan Soto, he's from the Dominican Republic. I've never been there. I had a friend go. They have nice resorts there. But in terms of the locals, they're not doing so good, right? They're not doing that well in the Dominican. He's got regional marketing appeal. Juan Soto, his value as a global icon does not exist. It's limited. And 40% of the Dominican Republic people are living in poverty. So it's not like you sign Juan Soto, you're going to go sell $700, you know, gift packages to the people of the Dominican. They ain't going to be able to buy it. 10% live in extreme poverty, so that's not going to happen. As I was taught by my grandfather, he said, you know, you can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. And I said, what's a turnip? All right, now final thought. We now pivot quickly. Quickly! We now pivot to the high-speed sports wire. That was my mentor, Lee Hamilton, Hacksaw Hamilton in San Diego. We talk about the high-speed sports wire. And we used to have, the amazing thing about that, in the newsroom at the Mighty 690 in San Diego, we actually had two high-speed wires. Now we have this thing called the interweb, the World Wide Web. And that's all we need. We don't need the other stuff. That's all we need. Anyway, so we learned that the Rangers, the team that won the championship, shout out Ed in Arlington. We don't do shout-outs, though. The Rangers have signed a former All-Star Johnny Cueto. Remember him? He's back. He got a minor league deal. 38 years old, last pitched for the Marlins last season. Did not go to spring training. It was unsigned all off-season there until he agreed to a contract just this week with the Texas baseball team. So Johnny Cueto heading to the Rangers. Your thoughts on this? So first thought I have is I love Johnny Cueto in a totally, you know, professional way, of course. He's got a good personality. Baseball players are generally boring. I like baseball, but the players are dull. They're not interesting at all. There's like five or six players in all of baseball that are they're somewhat interesting. Most of these guys are just boring. But Johnny Cueto's a little different. A little different. He's got the razzmatazz. He's actually got a personality, which is rare in that business. And I also like the wiggle, wiggle, wiggle when he's on the mound. That shimmy delivery. I enjoy the shimmy. I like a good shimmy. I do that sometimes to dress up a monologue. I'll do a shimmy. But he is a reinforcement. That's my other thought. He's a reinforcement. He has a relationship. It's nepotism. He has a relationship with Bruce Bochy back in the glory days of the San Francisco baseball team when they were winning the World Series every couple of years. And Johnny Cueto latched on to that. He was the caboose on one of those championship teams. And so he was part of that. The final thought I have on the Rangers and Johnny Cueto is that the addition of Cueto, if you peel back the curtain, it is a trip to the ballot box. It is a vote of no confidence. No confidence on the Rangers rotation and the viability of the Texas Rangers rotation. Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom, who are both injured, as they normally are, and the pitching staff as a whole is made with eggs. When I say eggs, I'm talking expensive and fragile, like the, you know, those Russian Fabergé eggs, you know, those really expensive eggs that they have there. Like the AL is still wide open. There's no dominant team. You look at the American, who's dominant? Like the Cleveland, whatever they're called, named after a bridge, the Bridges. The Cleveland Bridges are off to an amazing start. And they shouldn't win 100 games. They're in a division with the Royals, the White Sox, the Tigers, the Twins. But it's not like they're that good. It's not like you look at them and they're like, oh, boy, I got to go through the Cleveland Bridges in the playoffs. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on any of that, you can join us here. Line open for you. Speakeasy rules are in effect. Also, we need your help because this is a big hour of radio coming up later this hour. The Queen of Hearts with Lorraine will return. So if you want to get your question read on the air, use the hashtag Queen of Hearts. She'll give relationship advice, dating advice. If you want home improvement advice, if you want math advice, any kind of advice. Now, generally, it's love advice. But Lorraine, I've gotten to know her a little bit since she started working on the show. She's got an answer for everything. So any problem that you have, and Lorena will answer. She's like the internet. She'll answer any problem. Yeah, she is. She has an answer for everything. So hashtag Queen of Hearts. You can send those in right now, and we will pick some of them. And then you'll also be able to call up for that later. That's kind of cool, right? You'll be able to call up, and if you want, you don't have to. But you can ask her a question. Try to keep it clean. So wash your mouth out with soap and water before you call in. That would help us out. But that'll be coming up later in the hour. Also, too much or not enough. Time now for the Maller Riddle of the Day. And here is the Maller Riddle of the Day. NBC. I kind of like those people. Anyway, NBC will show the blank of athletes' parents during the upcoming Paris Olympics. Again, NBC will show the blank of athletes' parents during the upcoming Paris Olympics. That is the Maller Riddle of the Day. The answer. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
basically everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow our technical producer. She plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites on The Ben Maller Show. Her first name is Lorena, and she is at FSR Tech Queen.
Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen.
And she has the Queen of Hearts, her weekly segment on love, advice, and other things, advice of all things, coming up in just a little bit. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Send those questions in. I know you're dying to do that. Hashtag Queen of Hearts. And we'll also take some calls. As we roll on, time now for the Maller Riddle of the Day. And here's the Maller Riddle of the Day. Can you solve the riddle? I haven't given it to you yet. Here it is. NBC will show the blank of athletes' parents. This is believed to be the first time ever during the upcoming Paris Olympics. That is the Maller Riddle of the Day. What is the answer? We go to the hoi polloi. The backbone of American commerce, the overnight lister. And let's see, does anyone know the answer? We'll go page down here. Fudgy in Boston says the sex swings of the parents of the Olympic athletes. Let's see, are performance-enhancing drugs the parents are taking? That is the answer. Who else do we have? Page down. Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, getting very political, says NBC will show the voter registration cards of the parents of the athletes there. Who else do we have? Page down. Ferg Dog says the Xbox gamer score. It's time to put up or shut up, parents. I-40 Ian says that they will show during the Olympics the OnlyFans videos of the parents free of charge. That's very nice. Milkman Mike in Colorado says they'll be showing the athlete's moment of conception. Wow, that would be exciting. Toilets, guessed by Donkey Sausage. Who else do we have? Page down. Justin in Cincinnati said something about sex tape with a French hooker. That is the answer. Andy in Lionel Lake saying they'll be showing the parents' skeletons in the closet. Yeah. Courtesy Flusher says they'll be showing DVRs of Betty versus the Penny. Damn right. Mason in Huntington Beach says they'll be showing the children of the athlete's parents. Yeah. Double O Mexican says the father's DNA test. You are not the father. Let's see. Polly B, another conception joke there with a very interesting graphic. What else do we have? Page down. King Roy says the parents' social security and credit card numbers. That'll be on the TV there. Embarrassing family videos. The lack of sports talent from Kelly. The donut queen there from Nashville. Who else do we have? Page down here. They will be showing their pronouns. I hope not. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie? It's the Maller Riddle of the Day at the upcoming Olympics in Paris. NBC, believed to be for the first time ever, will show the blank of athletes' parents during the games.
I want to say their social media feeds.
All right, social media feeds. Is that correct? No.
Not wrong. Correct,
Eddie. Turns out NBC will show the heart rate of athletes' parents while their kids are competing. Of course, they'll do this until somebody pulls a cardiac Stanley, and then they will no longer show that. But until that happens, they will show the heart rate. That will happen. So let's go to the phones, and we'll say hello to Sorja in the Commonwealth. Hello, Sorja. Welcome.
Ben, how are we doing? How's life? How you been, my man?
Well, you left me. You leave me hanging. I got to come in here and bark at the moon every night, and you get to take nights off.
I'm actually on the clock right now, man.
Are you? Oh, good. You're getting paid to call us. Good.
Oh, for sure. So, two quick things, Ben, really quick. My subscription for my AAA and also my Malam Militia is coming up. It's the 4-year anniversary. Just wanted to let you know. Also, side note, I don't think last time I called, Lorena was on the show, so I just wanted to welcome Lorena to the show. It's a wild experience with the Ben Maller experience, but, you know, we can hang in there. But
yeah, let me tell you something. Lorena was a little skeptical. I don't know if she still is, but she was very skeptical. She did not seem too excited about working on the show, but I think she's come around. I think we just got her a lot of free food and gifts, and we bought her heart. We did. And, you know, if we take those gifts away and the free food, I don't know that she'd like us. But she likes all the treats. She's a fan of the treats.
Yeah. Like a fat kid loves cake.
Damn right.
Oh, all right, Ben, listen. Listen, man.
What? I'm listening. I'm wearing headphones. I'm listening.
Listen, you were talking about the Celtics earlier. Listen. As you know, I'm a Celtics fan. I don't want to jinx anything, but hopefully we can make it all the way to the finals and win the championship. But I need to rant about my man LeBron James right now.
LeBron James, he's complaining. He missed a wide-open three-point shot, but it was the officials' fault the Lakers lost that game.
Right. And think about this for a second, Mallet. You blow a 20-point lead, and you're complaining about the refs? Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? Like, it just doesn't end with this guy. Like, you literally move to L.A., you get the bubble championship.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Anthony Davis, who has a top five PER ever in the NBA, right? Let me give you some stats, Maller, if you don't mind, all right, on this, what do we have, 4:29 Eastern time?
I love stats. I'm all about the stats, man. I'm all about the stats. I live for stats. Stats Maller is one of my nicknames. What?
Hell yeah. So, potential game-tying or go-ahead shot, final 24 seconds or fourth quarter OT in the playoffs. Yeah. LeBron James, overall, 11 for 30. Clinching game, 0-3. Facing elimination, 0-1.
Okay, so let me dress this up. Let me put some bells and whistles on this, Sorja. So the way to say that and make it entertaining is LeBron blows at the end of the game if he has to take the shot. That's just the way you say it. He's terrible.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And Ben, I'll leave you with this.
Okay. All right.
Because I got to get back to work.
I know. Very important. You're doing God's work. Yes. What?
With my sports takes, I'm very, very crucial. LeBron is not top five. I don't want to hear him in the GOAT discussion ever again. Yeah. Just leave him off. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But when it comes to top five, I don't want that net man's name anywhere near it.
You do not want him sullying the top five.
You suck.
All right. There you, LeBron. Take that, LeBron. Take that. Sorja hates your guts. All right. Thank you.
LeBron James.
Get back to work. What an easy path for the Celtics to get to the Eastern Finals. They're not going to screw this up, right? They got the Heat. That's in the bag without Jimmy Buckets. And then they'll play the Cavaliers, the Cadavers, in the second round, the semifinals, and then, boom, they're in the conference finals, likely against the Knickerbockers. But it's not guaranteed. The Pacers, whoever wins, if Giannis comes back, the Bucks could get there, but they're not going past the conference finals because of Doc Rivers. That is not going to happen. And the way they played last night, good luck on that. Hey, I need a game show contestant If you would like to play, call right now, 877-99 on Fox. We got to go rat-a-tat-tat because we have the Queen of Hearts coming up. But if you want to play this game, and I know you're dying to play a radio game, so you're like, man, that's the thing I want to do. That would make my life complete, and I need my life to be complete. Too much or not enough. Easiest game. We had Hollering James, who must have lost his phone. He hasn't called yet.
He only called 5 times yesterday.
I know. And I stole the house phone.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So I guess now that we're in the postseason for the NBA, they're going to start handing out the awards. And I know you're very excited to learn that Philadelphia 76ers star Tyrese Maxey.
Is he a star? You didn't know who he was, Eddie.
I know his name. If I know his name, he's probably a star in the NBA.
He scores a lot of points.
He was named the most improved player in the NBA this season.
But it was not a blowout situation. He barely beat, was it Kobe White of the Bulls?
I like Kobe White. He's our guy who does the drop. Wow.
Oh, is
wow.
That
wow.
Okay.
Wow, bro.
Is that him?
Yeah, it's Kobe White.
Oh, I didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. It was close, but Maxey won. So, very exciting. It is the Ben Maller Show. Are you tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That is expresspros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live. It's right here, the place I work, Fox Sports Radio. It's coming up tomorrow night, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. But God, we've spent so many months talking about this stupid draft. I'm so excited it's actually here. Throughout the first round of the draft, they probably don't want me to say the word stupid in the copy. Anyway, insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. It's coming up Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeart app, presented by Express Pros.
It's another Ben Maller game.
We've endured too many of these.
Is it too much or not enough?
Enough already.
And we welcome in our contestant for Too Much or Not Enough. We say hello to Ricardo, who's checking in. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. He's on line, line 5. Am I correct? All right. Hello, Ricardo.
Benjamin, how are you?
If I was any better, I'd be a Sauk, but not a Red Sauk, because they're average. So, but yeah. Anyway, what's going on with you, Ricardo? Are you ready to do this here? Dominate? Yes?
Of course. Let's do it.
All right. And what are you up to right now, Ricardo? Are you working?
I just finished up. Heading back.
Okay. What kind of work do you do?
I own a black car service, limo service.
Oh, okay. Driving people that are celebrities or have money around. I got you.
Guys right. Like you.
Yeah, right. But I see so many of those Escalades, man, in L.A. Everywhere I look, there's all these people, they don't drive. It's crazy. Anyway, here we go. Question one. Anthony Edwards, the Ant-Man. Anthony Edwards has scored 173 points over his last 5 playoff games. Only 4 other players age 22 or younger have scored that many points in a 5-game stretch in the playoffs. Is that too much or not enough?
That is not enough.
Is he right, Ricardo? Look at that. You nailed it. Good job by you, Ricardo. Got that one right, and you're off to a good start. 5 other players have done it. Luka, LeBron, Amari Stoudemire, Kobe, and Kareem. Question number 2. Earlier this week, Pirates pitcher Jared Jones became the 6th pitcher in baseball history to have 7 or more strikeouts in each of his first 5 career starts. Is that too much or not enough?
Enough.
What's that?
Not enough.
Not enough, he says. Is he right? No! Too much. He's only the 4th pitcher in the history to accomplish that. So, there you go. Question number 3. The Diamondbacks are 12-13 this season, but have a run differential of plus 20. Is that too much or not enough?
Not enough.
You love that answer, not enough. Let's see if it worked out for you. Yeah, you got that one right. Good job by you. You got 2 right. Not enough. They have a run differential of 39. Only the 1888 Philadelphia Athletics, and that's my favorite team in athletics history, had a better run differential with a losing record through 25 games. You're doing very well, Ricardo. One more correct answer, you win our game. Here we go. Andrew McCutchen now has 90 home runs at PNC Park. Is that too much or not enough? This is for the win.
PNC is relatively new. I'm going to say too much because he's fallen off over the last couple of years.
Okay. Are you sure about that?
Positive.
I can't convince you to change your answer.
You cannot.
Okay. Yeah, you got it wrong. I tried to help you. Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
All right. Question number 5. Pascal Siakam. I got to say that name carefully. By the way, Andrew McCutchen has 100 home runs, if you're curious. He played a number of years in Pittsburgh. Won an MVP. He's back. Here we go. Question 5. Pascal Siakam just became the 3rd NBA player since 1967 to open the playoffs with back-to-back 35-point, 10-rebound games. Is that too much or not enough? Ricardo, for the win.
Not enough.
You sure about that?
I'm sure.
I can't convince you.
You cannot.
Okay. Ricardo, you've just lost. Too much or not enough? I tried to help you. Too much. He's the first player to do that since Wilt Chamberlain back in 1967.
You suck!
No, no. But regardless, I like you. I know you listen to the show a lot when you're working the late night. So I'm gonna send you nothing. And whenever you want nothing, we'll give you a lifetime supply of nothing. So when you want nothing, Ricardo, call us up. We're going to send you nothing, okay? And we'll give you a round trip to nowhere. All right?
Thank you, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good rest of the night, morning, whatever it is. All right. Thank you. There goes Ricardo. And anything you'd like, any specific type of questions you would like, Lorena, as we prepare for...
No, but I'm loving all the ones that are coming up on X right now, so keep on sending them.
All right, keep sending those. Queen of Hearts, hashtag Queen of Hearts. And if you want to call in and ask, I see there's line three is for Lorena, I believe. Line three, right? Is that correct? Yeah. No? Yeah, all right. So if you want to call up, 877-99 on Fox, the Queen of Hearts. She's got answers to everything. She's her own. She's like Google. She has answers to everything. You know, it'll be Lorena. It's her own segment. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show is archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift the chance to consume the audio buffet. Follow us, both the Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcasts are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child, especially the children. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's Love Advice with Lorena tonight. Queen of Hearts gonna help you get right tonight, get right tonight, get right.
You know what I love about this, Lorena, is this is a temporary open sent by a listener. It is now the permanent open for the Queen of Hearts.
I just love it. It's so good, and it's such a vibe.
All right. Yes. And you know your segment's so big, it's got a sponsor. Did you know that?
It does.
Yeah. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. So we have a lot of questions. Are you ready to answer? You have all
so
the
many
answers.
Questions. Yes, I hope I have all the
She's
answers.
She's like the Google of love, Lorena. 00 Mexican in San Diego wants to know, Lorena, how long should you wait to call a woman after you get their phone number? This is the age-old question. You call them or text them, Lorena?
Right. I'm not one to wait. If you wait to text me too long, I think you're disinterested. So I think you should text them immediately.
See, that's the problem, though, Lorena. Some of you ladies over there get, you know, back when I was in the dating game, they want you to wait a little bit.
If a girl is serious, she's not trying to play games, Ben.
Oh. Well, they were all playing games, Lorena, back in the day. let's see here. We'll skip over that one. late night drug tester says, can you please get a female perspective on popular overnight debate? Do you fill your car with premium gas or the cheapest gas available? Yes. Very important question, Lorena. We've had many arguments on this topic of conversation.
Yeah, well, you know, just like I love, I also love cheap gas.
Yeah!
Okay, cheap gas for the win, Arco,
yeah,
every
you're a
day.
Keeper. Explain to Coop that you do not need the expensive gas.
You don't need it.
It's a scam.
It burns the
and
same.
And Coop gets burned on that scam.
That's actually not true. But
it is a scam. Okay. It's been proven. I can show you the data.
No, we've gone over this many times. I've showed you the proof, and then
I've showed you the difference. My proof's better than your proof.
All right, move on. The men need help.
All right. Cowboy Killer writes in. He says, Lorena, is Cheesecake Factory a good first date or not a good enough restaurant?
They have too many options. You can't give your girl too many options. Don't take them to Cheesecake.
No, they. I know what happens. You'll order off that skinny menu, that skinny-licious menu. Mm-hmm. No, you will not?
Nope, don't do it.
All right.
Put more effort in.
Yeah. He also, Cowboy Killer, wants to know, should men and women go 50-50?
No, never.
I'll see you're old school.
I think we all know men make more, so you should obviously pay 75 and I'll take 25.
No, that's not true. They pay all you engineers the same money.
Yeah, and my wife makes more money than I do.
Yeah. My wife has a more stable job than I have. Ferg Dog says on the Queen of Hearts, Lorena, is it true that women like men with smelly feet? Is that true?
No.
That is not true.
No, I like a man who gets a good pedicure. You got nice feet. I like to massage. So if you have nice feet, it's better.
But if you have a man with nasty feet, you can then help the man get better feet.
Ew, no.
No?
You cannot help that.
You cannot help that. All right. You want to take a call? We have a polar bear.
Yeah, let's do it.
He's in Cincinnati. Polar bear, you're on with the Queen of Hearts, Lorena.
Lorena, I want to welcome you to the show. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you,
I'm
polar
a man.
Bear.
Oh, no problem.
Congratulations, sir, on being a man.
I'm an older man.
Yeah.
And I just recently started dating, and I'm a woman that I'm really interested in. She's Lebanese, though, and I have a problem understanding what she's saying.
You don't need to understand her. Just look in her eyes and show her you love her.
Just send her emojis. That's the language. That's the universe. That's the global language, right? Emojis.
There's so many ways to communicate. Like, if you miss it, just say, uh-huh, and shake your head. You know, nod and say yes.
All right. Good luck, Polar Bear. You sound like a strapping young man. Kelly in Nashville writes in and says, have you ever ghosted a family member for being ridiculous on how to deal? How do you deal with that, Lorena?
Have I ever ghosted a family member for being ridiculous? Yeah, I ghost my family all the time. I barely contact anyone.
Oh, Lorena. That's a bad job. There's one I didn't get it. Which one did you
want? It was for Jack Dane.
We have so many questions
there's
here.
So many that popped up. He wanted to know about his erectile dysfunction problem.
Oh, wow.
Want him to know that just take time to figure out what excites you. There's so many different things that can cause it. Don't get the blue pill. Just be patient and kind with yourself and figure out what gets you a little feisty.
You just attacked one of our sponsors, Lorena. How dare you?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.